Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Does a medical aid scheme have the right to claim money back from the Road Accident Fund when the scheme itself has paid out medical expenses to accident victims? It's a question which goes to the heart of a major court case decided earlier this week in Pretoria, which could see Discovery Health having to pay back millions to the RAF. Two of the three judges ruled that Discovery did not have such a right. The third disagreed. The core of the Discovery argument is that we all pay fuel levies to the RAF and have a right to claim medical expenses related to accidents, irrespective of whether we're medical aid members or not. The RAF disagrees, and it's just won its case, which, as I say, could see Discovery having to hand over large sums. It is complicated. Business Day has a full and detailed article on its website, and there's plenty there for the legally minded to chew on. It's not over yet. Discovery Health has indicated it will appeal. The possible merger between carmakers Honda and Nissan is still making big headlines internationally. Talks have been confirmed, and Nissan's major shareholder, French car company Renault, has said it will back such a deal in principle if it makes Nissan stronger. No deal would be possible if Renault chose to block it. Nissan's been struggling for a while, and although the French car giant has a 36% stake in the Japanese firm, it is trying to insulate itself from the crisis. Nissan's shares were up a record 24% in Tokyo on the reports. Markets are sharply down this morning, and the US dollar is up following the US decision to cut interest rates by 0.25%. That was expected, but what was not was Fed Chair Jay Powell's warning that any future cuts will depend on progress with inflation. Immediately, the dollar jumped to 104 against the euro, and US stocks tanked. The Dow closed down 2.6%, the S&P 500 down 3%, the Nasdaq down 3.6%. Tokyo's followed suit this morning, down 0.6%, ditto Hong Kong down 1%, Sydney down 1.9%. Earlier, before the Fed's announcement, the JSE closed with both the all-share and top 40 down 0.2%. London's FTSE ended just above flat. Gold this morning at 2,611, platinum 928, Bitcoin just over 101,260, and Brent crude oil $73 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.